صلوا على محمد وعلى محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
Second should be more louder.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
And third should be loudest.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. صلوات. ولعنة الداعمة على أعدائهم ومنكر فضائلهم وغاصب حقوقهم من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، قال الله تبارك وتعالى: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والله يدعو إلى دار السلام ويهدي من يشاء إلى صراط مستقيم. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Dear students, today we are going to talk about one of the most important topics, and that is Muhammadun Rasulus Salam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger of peace. This is the month of Rabiul Awwal, which is called Rabiul Mawlud, because the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his holy progeny was born on 17th of this month. And today in this Ar-Rasul Islamic society, we are celebrating his birthday. On this occasion of the birth celebration of our Holy Prophet, I want to put some light on the life of the Holy Prophet, that how he brought peace and what importance Islam gives to peace. Moreover, we have another event on the 17th of Rabiul Awwal, and that is the birth of our sixth Imam, Al-Imam Jafar al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam. And that's why we give much importance to this day, because two infallible personalities were born on this day. But tonight I will focus on the life of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. When we say peace, the Arabic word for peace is salam. And the Muslims, when they greet each other, they say assalamu alaikum, that is, peace be upon you. So Islam emphasizes peace, and Islam says that the culture of salam should be increased, and every Muslim should greet another Muslim with sending peace and blessings of Allah be upon one another. The word peace has been mentioned in the Holy Quran about 138 times in 39 different forms and in 47 different chapters of the Holy Quran. So this shows that how Islam gives importance to peace. Islam means peace, and the Muslims are those who live in peace in all aspects of life. One of the attributes of Allah is also As-Salam, that is, the peace. And the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, is truly the messenger of peace. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invites people to live in peace. So we read in Surah Yunus, which is chapter number 10, verse number 25. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَاللَّهُ يَدْءُ إِلَىٰ دَارِ السَّلَامِ. That is, and God has called to the house of peace. وَيَحْدِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمِ. And he does guide whom he pleases to a way that is a straight way, that is a straight path. Believers are also invited to enter into peace. We read in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter number 2, verse number 208, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين. Here we see that Allah says, O you who believe, enter into Islam wholeheartedly and follow not the footsteps of Satan. When we say peace and we say that the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam invited us to that the peace, which is the peace in every aspect of life. This is the meaning of peace. Not only one aspect, but every aspect of life. We also emphasize that peace with justice. If there is peace with no justice, then that peace is not going to last forever. We read again in the Holy Quran chapter 4, verse number 125, that the Holy Prophet invites us towards peace with the Creator, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنَ دِينًا مِمَّنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ. Who can be better in religion than one who submit his whole self toward Allah? So this is the peace with the Creator. Another form of peace towards which we are invited by the Holy Prophet is peace within the self. Followers of Islam will not have a split personality, or they are not mentally disturbed. Their own self, their nafs is in peace. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, يَحْدِ بِهِ اللَّهُ مَنِ اسْتَبَعَ رِضْوَانَهُ سُبُلُ السَّلَامُ. Allah guides all who seek His good pleasures towards the ways of peace and safety. When we say there are different aspects of peace, we say that peace with justice, of course, as I mentioned earlier, but the different ways and different forms towards the Holy, towards the peace, Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, has invited us is to be peace with the spouse, and also to be in peace with the parents and children, peace with the extended family, peace with the neighbors, peace with the society, peace with other societies, peace with environment, and peace with other creatures. Now, I would like to shed more light on the last two aspects, because these last two aspects are very rarely discussed. That is, what is the meaning of peace with environment, and how the Holy Prophet brought the message of peace with environment, and also how the Holy Prophet brought the message of to be in peace with the other creatures like animals. So I would like to give you examples for the last two kinds of peace. We said that Islam and the Holy Prophet taught to be in peace with environment. For this, we have a beautiful verse in the Holy Quran. Again, when we try to go in detail about this verse, we learn a few things from this beautiful verse. This verse is in chapter 17, and verse number is 44. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تُصَبِّحُ لَهُ السَّمَوَاتُ وَالسَّبْعُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنَّ. The meaning of this verse is that the seven heavens glorify Him, and the earth also glorify Allah, and whoever is in, and whatever is in them, whatever is in the heaven and the earth, all these things glorify Allah. There is not a thing but that celebrates His praise, and then everyone glorify Allah in his own way, in his own style. So that's why Muslims are taught to respect and protect everything in the existence of the universe. Why? Because everything in the universe glorify and praises Allah. There are more than 700 verses in the Holy Quran about nature. in one or the other way, in one or the other meaning, these talks about the importance of nature. 700 times Quran invites us to ponder and think about his nature. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, he taught a lot about giving importance to the nature and how to maintain peace with the nature. It is reported that he said not to waste water even while you do ablution. And even if you are, if you have a flowing river with you, still you are not allowed to waste water. That's why ulama, scholars, they recommend that when you use water for wudu, for ablution, try to use less water. Don't waste water pouring it on your face, on your hands, and don't prolong your ablution so that the water is wasted. We also see that the Holy Prophet taught that planting of trees, and he said that whoever plants a tree, that will bring a reward for him, the amount of its produce, and Allah will give him reward for the amounts of the produce of that tree to a person who plants a tree. And he discouraged people from cutting trees. Why? Because trees are good for environment. We see that even in one of the traditions, the Holy Prophet said that whoever brings dead land to life, that is, he cultivates something on the dead land and make it alive, for him is a reward therein, for making a dead land into a life. Irrigation, cultivation, planting tree. Even we hear from him that he said, if the Day of Judgment is very near, and you see that the Day of Judgment is coming towards you, and you have a seed in your hand, before the Day of Judgment comes, plant that seed, so that tomorrow it becomes a tree, it grows. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, emphasizes a lot about cleanliness also. The environment should be clean. Even when he migrated from Mecca to Medina, he established Medina into a neat and clean city, and made the streets of Medina nice looking and beautiful. So this shows that the Holy Prophet, how he emphasized, and Islam puts stress and emphasis on making the environment neat and clean, and also to be in peace with the environment. The last point for today's lecture will be how the Holy Prophet taught us to be in peace with the other creatures. Other creatures, animals especially, Islam have beautiful teaching about that. Some people might think that Islam doesn't have anything for animals, and they don't show any mercy towards them. But if you go into the teachings of Islam, you will find that Islam has a lot of instructions to be kind towards the animals, towards other creatures. I give you a few examples. Some of the companions narrates that we were going on a journey with the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. And we saw that there were two baby birds in the nest. So the companions narrates that some of us, they went and they picked the baby birds. And that was the time when the mother bird came and saw that the babies are in the hands of the companions. So the mother bird started circling above the heads of the companions and screaming and making noises. So the Holy Prophet at that time, he was not with the companions, And when he came, he saw that the companions have the baby bird and the mother bird is in distress. The Holy Prophet said, who has hurt the feelings of this bird by taking the young ones? Return them to her now. The Holy Prophet is even concerned about the feelings of the birds. The Holy Prophet said, put back the baby birds so that the mother bird is not in, the mother bird should come out of the distress and the feelings which are hurt. So the Holy Prophet said, don't even hurt the feelings of the birds, the animals. In another story, it is said that there was a man who was thirsty and he saw a well of water. So he went inside the well and he drank water. When he came out, he saw a dog with his tongue out of his mouth, and which was showing that the dog was also very thirsty. So the man went again into the well and there was no bucket to fill it with water. So what he did, he filled his shoes from the water of the well. And now how he should come out when he has a shoe in his hand which has water in order to give it to the dog? Some people might think, oh, dog is a najis or impure animal, so we should treat them badly. This is wrong. Dog is a creature. Dog is created by Allah. And we should not be cruel towards dogs and towards any creature, any animal. Now this man, when he fills his shoe with water, how he should come out of the well, and because he needs to take help from his hand. So he, what he did, he took the shoe which was filled of water in his teeth. He held the shoe with his teeth, and by taking help from his hands and feet, he came out of the well and he gave the water to that dog who was thirsty. And the Holy Prophet was informed. The Holy Prophet said that such an act is a highly recommended act, and this man will get a reward. And the reward is forgiveness because of giving water to an animal like dog. Even it is also narrated that a woman starved a cat to death. That woman imprisoned the cat for some reason. And when the Holy Prophet was informed, she cursed her. The Holy Prophet cursed her. Cursed that woman. The Holy Prophet cursed her, saying that she will go to hell. Hell for what? For starving the cat and imprisoning the cat. And some of the companions narrate that once the Holy Prophet was going for Hajj, and there were a lot of other people with him, a lot of companions. The Holy Prophet changed his route and changed the route of his companions, the convoy. Why? Because someone informed him that there is a female dog which is going to give birth to the baby. So the Holy Prophet, he doesn't want to frighten the female dog. So he changed his route and he took another route, and he told his convoy that let this female dog give birth in rest. These examples are many which shows that what Islam and the Holy Prophet taught about to be with in peace with the other creatures. And here we also read in a famous narration which says, if anyone wrongfully kills even a sparrow, he will have Allah's interrogation. He is answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for killing wrongfully a sparrow, an animal, a bird. And a question might come here. then why we slaughter animals? And why we eat animals? Maybe there are some religions who forbid to kill animals. So the answer to this question is that we are not vegetarian. We eat meat, we consume meat, which is halal for us. But see the instructions, that what are the Islamic instructions regarding slaughtering of animal and consumption of meat. Islam instructs that when you slaughter an animal, which is a halal thing, because this is blessing of Allah which He has created for us, we don't want to keep ourselves away from the ni'mat and blessings of Allah. But Islam instructs that the knife with which you slaughter an animal, that knife should be sharp. And the animal which you are slaughtering, that animal should not feel pain. In some places when they slaughter an animal, they first fire a bullet kind of thing on the head of the animal to make animal half conscious, fainted type of thing, and then slaughter it. Islam says no. Slaughter the animal with as less pain as possible. If the knife is sharp, then the animal will not face any pain. But if the knife is not sharp, then this animal which you are slaughtering, you are increasing his pain. Islam also says that use the good methods of slaughtering, the gentle and the good methods. And in some places when they slaughter animals, when they kill animals, they kill it in a very brutal form, which is not good for the animals, and this is against the teaching of Islam. Islam also instructs that don't slaughter an animal in front of another animal. Animals also have senses. They know, they understand. If you slaughter one animal in front of another animal, so you are also increasing the pain of the other animal. Even to this extent that Islam says that don't sharpen your blade in front of the animal. The animal which you are going to slaughter, don't sharp the blades in front of that animal. So all these instructions shows that Islam teaches us to be in peace even with the creatures and with the animals. In the end, I would like to end this lecture with one hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen, the commander of faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, in which he has given us a very beautiful advice. Imam Ali alayhi salam advises us that be like a honeybee. Honeybee. Anything he eats is clean. So what is the food of honeybee? Honeybee eats, takes extracts from the flowers. That is clean. Flowers are clean. So Imam Ali says, be like a honeybee. Anything he eats is clean, so you also eat clean things. Anything he drops is sweet. The extra or the materials which come out of the body of the honeybee is honey, which is sweet. So you should also see that anything, the honeybee, what it drops is sweet. So you should also be sweet. Try to make yourself sweet. And then Imam Ali says, and any branch he sits upon does not break. When the honeybee sits on a flower, even the flower, the petals of the flowers, they doesn't break. So we should not break other things. We should not damage the environment. We should not damage the world. We should not damage the universe. But like a honeybee, honeybee sits on the plants, on the flowers, but he doesn't break the flowers and the trees. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَسَلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ. صلوات.
اللهم صل على